Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Nothing is Impossible for God.
The reading is from the first chapter of Matthew. This is how Jesus came to be born. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they came to live together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a man of honor and wanting to spare publicity, decided to divorce her informally. He made up his mind to do this when the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived what is in her by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one to save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill the words spoken by the Lord through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us. The good news according to Matthew. When I was a senior in high school, I had an important test coming up and vividly remembering that I had not even tried to prepare for it. So I went to the school chapel hoping that the image of Jesus would wiggle a finger to let me know that I would get divine inspiration. It, of course, did not happen. Then, when I joined the Dominicans, I began to hear what I call, oh yeah, come on, virgin birth. I believe it never happened before and will never happen again because of the infinite love God has for all of creation. But we do not know all of creation. There could be much more. Accepting the limits we have is what we call faith. Faith is what we cannot see, but we know there is something infinitely greater than our greatest imagination. Surrendering to what our limitation is and waiting. We do not always trust. Now and again, it becomes frightening. But faith is tied tightly to hope. And hope is the confidence that what is promised will be realized at some point. But we often have to wait and still accept truth when we don't yet understand. We wait, but we trust that we will know. Yes, Michael. Yes, Nancy. Yes, Bill. Yes, Anne. Yes, Joseph. Yes, Emmanuel. Yes, Jesus grew in wisdom and age and grace. And then he understood. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.